The Tasmanian Rugby Union season kicks off today with the traditional lead-in, of course, and that's the Broughton Cup, which is played in Devonport. To tell us a bit more about it, the president of the Devonport Bulls Rugby Union Club is Sam O'Keefe, who joins me now. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Martin. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Now, the Broughton Cup, for people who don't know, it's basically an invitational event, and most of the Tasmanian Rugby Union teams compete in it. You've actually had interstate teams in the past before. Tell us about the history behind it and how it came about.
Yeah, look, the Broughton Cup, it's named after one of our past players, Ray Broughton, who in 2002 he passed away in a pre-season competition down on the West Coast, actually. He passed away playing rugby in that tournament. So the tournament's not always been ours, but some years after that, we managed to get the tournament for the pre-season, and in his honour we've named it the Broughton Cup to celebrate his life and what he gave to rugby, but also it just gives the any club in Tasmania sort of an opportunity to remember their past players and those that have contributed to rugby in Tasmania as well. So it's a great day. And, yeah, this is 20 years this year since Ray passed away in that game, and so it's going to be a big weekend.
No doubt it will. And now, it's not just senior men we're talking about, women and juniors as well, or is it just the men today?
It'll be the women and the men today. Juniors don't start until term two. So we're really excited that the women are participating this year. We had them participate a couple of years ago, and just with the way women's programs develop, we're getting more and more women's teams up on the ground. Well, Tasmanian rugby is. And so having them be a part of it's been really good to go away from that traditional men's only competition and now make it one big massive day for every participant of rugby in Tassie.
Well, it will be a massive day. What time are you starting?
The first game is at 9:30. So we're trying to get through 22 games between 9:30 and 5 p.m.
Goodness me, all in the same venue.
Yeah, all at the same venue. So it's a big day in Devonport today. And, we're taking on Burnie at 9:30 and then... from there, it's just going to take off until 5 o'clock.
Goodness me! Are they full length games? Sure, they couldn't be to get that many in.
No. So it's a tens format, so it is a shortened format. So it's only 10 on the field rather than the traditional 15, and then 7 minute halves rather than a 40 minute or a 10 minute half. So we have had to shorten the halves, but it is a ten. Traditionally, this tournament's always a tens tournament. So the games are a lot shorter, which allows us to run that kind of tournament-like round robin, where it's once one game finishes, the next one's starting.
Okay, and for people,
so the clock's going to run all day.
For people listening that don't understand rugby union at all, normally it's 15 on the field, so you're basically running with two thirds of your squad, and it's a lot quicker, obviously, when you get that few people on the pitch.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's very good for the backs. So the quicker players in the team, if you will, they have a lot more space to run. So they certainly enjoy this format as well. The less players on the field and the more space, the better day the quicks have.
All right. So a massive day at the Don Recreation Ground, which is the home ground, of course, for the Devonport Bulls. Who's the reigning Broughton Cup holder, Sam?
Devonport were fortunate enough to win it last year. We were lucky to get all the chocolates for the pre-season tournament and the statewide cup as well. So we've got a lot to live up to, but this year there's 9 men's teams. So all from Tasmanian rugby, which is fantastic. We weren't able to get anyone from overseas. I guess you could call it overseas.
Yeah, the big island.
That's right. We didn't manage to get anyone from the mainland, but there are 9 men's teams this year, so it's jam-packed and anyone can take it.
Okay, and obviously the season proper is starting next week, or is it after Easter?
The season proper doesn't start until the 30th of April, so we'll be hosting Launceston in the grand final rematch that day. Kickoff will be 3 p.m.
Okay, now, how's it been going during the off-season? I know, as we mentioned, the women, you've got two junior sides, under-17s and under-15s, and, of course, they will feed into the men at some stage. So how's it all looking for the Bulls this year?
Yeah, look, we're looking really well placed. The men have had a really good pre-season, as each year sort of has. You sort of start light and then the players continue to turn up, but the women have been really good as well. We've had some come and try days, and we've sort of put that out as much as we can. And
yes, I spoke to you about one of those a month or so ago, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. And so we've managed to pick up a couple more ladies for that, which is really good. We're still a bit short. We'd sort of like 4 to 5 more ladies to come and join us. But they're growing and they're still in the development stage, so they're doing really well there. And then our under-15s and our under-17s have been training for about 4 weeks now. And mostly just preparation for their state trials, which start this weekend on Sunday, tomorrow. But last Saturday, they also had an ID session with Nick Henderson, who's the next Wallaby. He came down from Rugby Australia to run them through their paces, which has been really good.
We hear from time to time, mainly it seems to be with football clubs, you know, where they're struggling to get players and struggling to get volunteers. And I know from talking to people from hockey last week, in fact, that they're struggling for volunteers as well. Is it something you can do? You'd have more volunteers up there if you could get them?
Oh, look, yeah, we would love. I don't think any club can have enough volunteers. We certainly put the call out for volunteers each year, and in the form of coaching or really just any way anyone can help. Clubs are run by volunteers, and we've got a small community, so there's a lot of work to do for a few people. And so anytime someone puts their hand up to volunteer in club land, we certainly welcome it.
Terrific. Sam, have a great season. Have a great day today. Thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Martin.